Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for a zivig leYaakov Aaron ben Rochel, and a refuah shleima for Eliyahu ben Sora, and Ilui Nishmas, Malka Bas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shleima Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Manoach. We're certainly at a point in our existence where a lot of very, very concerning stuff going on. The year of 2020 is a year that many people would like to just forget. So many issues, the pandemic and all of the difficulties, challenges, tragedies, and now confusion. Well, confusion the whole time, and now maybe a ray of hope, or more than a ray of hope, with the vaccine. But as we hear the rays of hope, we hear strains of other vaccines coming in, and again, confusion and concern. The political scene this year has been, in the estimation of many, so many, disasters and portends a very precarious situation for the future. The security in the world, well, somewhat connected maybe, or to the political situation, but we hear terrible things, just terrible dangers, especially from a certain part of the world and one particular nation, maybe more than others, but there are a few that pose serious threats to our whole our way of life, our civilization, who knows. And then, we certainly have economic issues that so many people are in such financial strain, stress, trouble, problems, something else that is of serious concern. So we have a lot of rough stuff going on besides the usual stuff, you know, with other illnesses and with shidduchim and so many problems with our children and our families, religious problems, spiritual problems, psychological problems. We have a lot of different issues in that pickle that we carry, so to speak. And we've spoken many times about the effects of Bitochen, the power of Bitochen, the soothing, tranquilizing almost power of Bitochen, giving us Menuchas HaNefesh, and certainly influencing the outcome. But I'd like to focus today on two Gemaras, two stories found in the Gemara, which underscore and which accentuate an approach to life, which can have a very, very powerful effect on changing circumstances, on maybe, I would say it seems, taking those things which seem so apparently bad, so apparently evil, so apparently troubling. And I say apparently because everything Hashem does is really for the good, but certainly on the surface seeming to be terribly, 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 terribly concerning and disturbing, and turning things around. And the two famous stories, one is about Nochum Ish Gamzu, who was the Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, and the other about Rebbe Akiva. The story of Rebbe Akiva is quite famous. He was traveling someplace, and I guess together with an entourage, and they refused to let him into the city, into the town. They wouldn't give him a place to stay for the night, and he ended up having to go out into the woods or into the fields, and he had a donkey, and he had a rooster, and he had a light, and the wind blew out the light, and some hawk came and devoured the bird, and a lion ate the donkey, and on every step of the way, Rav Akiva recited his mantra that he was known for and he lived his life by, Kol ma de'ovid rachmona l'tavovid. Whatever Hashem does is for the good. And in the end, he found out that that city was robbed the next day and armed bandits came. And had he, in fact, been there, he would have been taken, killed or taken captive, whatever. And, you know, he says to his chevra, Halei amarti lechem, I told you so. Kol ma dov rachmona l'tavovid. Right. One story. Next story with Nochem Ish Gamzu. Nochem Ish Gamzu, super tzaddik, who everything that happened in his life and he suffered so much was Gamzu l'tova. This too is for the good. That was his philosophy and his shogur b'fiv. The Chachomim sent Nochem Ish Gamzu to Rome with a box of precious stones and gems and so forth to give a gift to the Caesar on behalf of the Jews, I guess to lighten up some of the tzoras that they had in Eretz Yisrael. On the way, he stayed in an inn, and the people there exchanged, they stole the goods, and they put rocks and dirt inside. And the Maral's Gerson, we have that Gerson on Gemara, but it seems it's corrected in our Gemara, but he had that. He saw what it was, and he still gave it to the Caesar. Gamzu l'toiva. Something which is obviously terrible. As far as Nochem is, can you go give the Caesar a gift on behalf of the Jews, a box of dirt with stones? He was ready to kill him, and then who knows who else? Nochem, Gamzu l'toiva. And of course, the story goes, Elio Hanovi appeared as one of the king's men and said, maybe this is from the dirt of Avraham Avinu, that when you throw it at your enemies, it turns into arrows, and that's the way it was. And of course, everything was, in fact, l'toiva. And the Maral points out on both of these stories that the power of this attitude of Kol Mada Ova Rachmona L'Tavovid, or of Gamzu L'Toivo, and I'm going to quote you the language. He says on Rabbi Akiva, L'Fikachom Rabbi Akiva Kol Mada Rachmona L'Tav. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva said, everything Hashem does for good, Kleimar, that means to say, Ki Hu Boiteach B'Hashem, he puts his trust in Hashem, Ki Ma Shenase Loi L'Tav. Everything that happens to him is for the good. And because he has that bitochon that everything that happens is good, that thing became good. It appeared like a terrible thing. His donkey, his rooster, his light, and he couldn't have a place to stay. Everything seemed so bad. But Hashem turned everything letoivo. Because Rabbi Akiva's motto and his constant refrain was not just with his lips but with his heart, Kol Ma De'ov Rachmona L'Tavovid. And he says the same thing about Nochem Ish Gamzu. He says it works. Kibo Loima Kama Godol Midas Habitochen Bo Yisborach. How great is this Midas Habitochen in Hashem? Ki Nochem Ish Gamzu Hoyo Loim Midas Habitochen. Nochem had this Midas Habitochen Sheaf Dovor Shehoyo Nirera. Even something which obviously seemed so terrible, it was terrible in a sense, in the apparent sense, because he's giving the Caesar, on behalf of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, a gift of dirt, a gift of stones, an insult, an affront to his covet, to his humanity, almost. Kinochem Ish Gamzu Hoya Loi Midas Habitochen, he said, Sha'af Dova Shoya Nira Ra, Hoya Boiteach Bo Yisporch, he trusts in Hashem, B'mama sheyia elov letoiv. And this mimer that is going to become good for him, the same thing as we said by Rabbi Akiva before this. So the same thing. His gamzu letoivo had the power to turn things around from apparent evil. It's apparent because it's only apparent because everything Hashem does is for the good. And to turn around the tav, that it becomes something that's good, that's perceivable good, that's the kind of good that everyone would want to see, that the Caesar accepted it, and it turned to arrows, and he was very happy with it, and Rabbi Akiva was saved because he was sent out of the city, and so forth and so on. So I think that's something that we should keep in mind. We have to develop this attitude. No matter what we see, Gamzu l'toivo. Kol ma dov rachmona l'tavovid. This terrible pandemic, and there is, and we have to feel the pain, and we have to do the ishtadlus, and we have to, I guess, take vaccinations and wear masks and social distancing, whatever we're supposed to do in Nishtadlus. But when we look at the tragedy, Shibor, as painful as it is, everything Hashem does is for the good. And that is not just a thought, not just a philosophy, but a power to change from what seems so terrible into something that's obviously good. And the same thing with the Nochemish, Gamzu L'Teva. How terrible it appears, but Gamzu L'Teva. And that has the power to actually transpose and transform what's apparently something so terrible into something that in fact is good. So I guess the message here is that we have the ability, looking at all of the challenges and the difficulties that face us, both the those that seem to be unique to this particular year or this particular season, and those that are ongoing and longstanding, and to take this attitude, no matter what it is, it's Gamzu L'Teva. It's always L'Teva, Gamzu L'Teva, to the extent that we can master that feeling. The saying just evokes the feeling. The power of that is endless, to turn bad, or apparent bad, as he calls it, into good, and to change the reality in front of us. Wow. There are an awful lot of realities in front of us today that we would be very, very, very happy to be able to change. And the Loshen is Mashma, he says, it's going to happen for him. And by Nochem Ish Gamzu too, he says, it'll be good for him. It seems this is something that each person can do on his own level. In other words, I don't have to be on the level to say the pandemic is for good. That's a hard one. But for me, Gamzu L'Teva, what's affecting me, that's good. And therefore, I could be Mahapich, what's affecting me, and to be good. And that's the same lotion he uses by Rabbi Akiva, which means at least on a personal level, if I have this attitude, whatever happens to me, kol ma de'oved li HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Teva. Nochem Yishkamzu Gam Zu Li L'Teva. Mashma from the Maral. If a person can have that attitude, then he can be involved and he can be subject to terrible, terrible occurrences and yet have the ability to be able to see it as good, feel it as good, and in the merit of that, turn it around so that in reality it will in fact become something that is for his good. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to develop those feelings. We have to work on it. A person has to keep focused on it. You know, we say every day that we're really doing this in a sense, because when we ask for Esemach David Abducho Meheiro Tatzmiach, that the Malchus based David should be restored, the Karno Torah Mishuva Secha, why? We hope for your Yeshua every day. No, kol hayoyim, all day long. I assume all day long we're not necessarily thinking only about the Mashiach, but we're constantly Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. Whether it's the pandemic, Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. Whether it's financial, economic situations, Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. Whether it's shiduchim, Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. Whether it's security, Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. Politics, Yeshuos chakivinu kol hayoyim. That's the way we're supposed to conduct our lives, hoping to Hashem, constantly full of bitochen in Hashem, Yeshuos chakivinu, Gamzu L'Teva, kol ma'adov rachmon l'tavovin, and those approaches have the ability to change the reality, which appears to be so negative, into something which is clearly and blatantly L'Teva. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should be able to rise to those levels of bitochon, of feeling the tav of Hashem, of continuing to hope under all circumstances, and that's chus. We should be able to be mahapich hakol l'teva v'livrocha. Kol tuv, good evening all.